on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you on a kind of a clearing up Thursday afternoon. Yeah, rain seems to have stopped. We'll check in with Austin on that in a few minutes. But right now, let's look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Pensacola residents will get an opportunity to weigh in on the reopening of the Bay Bluffs Park along Scenic Highway. Mayor Reeves confirmed the city will hold a listening session on October 22nd. This will be held at the Vickery Resource Center. The session will help determine what gets built first and how soon Bay Bluffs can safely reopen. City has about $2 million available to begin planning and construction of that project.
Number two.
And the city of Pensacola wants to honor the late Reverend John Powell, a longtime community advocate, with an honorary street renaming. Mayor Reeves confirmed a block of Belmont Street between DeVilliers and Roos Streets would receive honorary signage in Powell's name. The city council is expected to consider the proposal in October, with a dedication ceremony tentatively set for November 1st.
Number three.
Scambia commissioners passing a budget for fiscal year 2025-2026 that is more than three-quarters of $1 billion. The board also passed a countywide millage rate of 6.6, a 3% pay raise for county employees, and doubled the annual fee for fire protection services. All right, it is 6:15. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in with the traffic and weather.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. Yeah, let's see what we got. We have been dealing with a lot of issues on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard because there was an accident reported on the interstate. I believe we did have one texter telling us earlier that it was an overturned box truck. Still a wave of congestion in that area, but it's not looking too severe at this time. So there's some good news for you. Also got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon, but that's pretty pedestrian as well. Outside of that, there shouldn't be too much holding you up at this time. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so tonight, especially with the wetness lingering. As for your weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, got about a 60% chance of showers throughout this evening. Tonight's low going to be 72. Once we get into Friday, the rainfall chances are going to linger, but come Friday night and heading into your weekend should be, for the most part, sunny, mostly clear.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, an ongoing flood mitigation project along 9th Avenue and Bayfront Parkway, nearly complete now. The repaving work is the final step in the nine-month project. It began back in January. The project will improve drainage and landscaping in the Admiral Mason Park and Veterans Memorial Park area.
All righty. And a man who worked for the Escambia County School District accused of drug trafficking, Kendrick Johnson, was arrested yesterday. He worked as a coach for Escambia County Public Schools. The district says the allegations are reprehensible and the employee was fired immediately once it learned of the changes.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Jury selection underway for a Guatemalan man in the U.S. illegally who was accused of, back in 2024, of murdering two people in Dover, Florida. Fox 13 Tampa Bay's Mariah Harrison has the report.
Angel Kuzchuk has been in custody for over a year now, waiting without bail. Kuzchuk was arrested in April of 2024 in the brutal killing of his girlfriend, Amalia Kopchuk-Depek, and her four-year-old daughter, Juana Estrella. The three of them lived together in Dover. The two victims were found beaten and stabbed to death near their home. Kuzchuk went on the run after the discovery, but reportedly confessed to his brother, who then turned him in to local authorities. Investigators found him in the woods about 2 miles away from the scene. Victims' family members say they want justice here, not at home in Guatemala.
And a pharmaceutical company will pay millions to Florida for allegedly giving kickbacks. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced yesterday Gilead Sciences has agreed to pay the state $3 million to settle claims it paid providers to improperly promote the company's HIV/AIDS drugs. Uthmeyer says Big Pharma will be held accountable when it puts profits ahead of patients by unlawfully promoting drugs. The $3 million will go to the Florida Medicaid program.
Open carry became legal today in Florida. Gun owners may now carry firearms openly in public spaces. This applies, by the way, to this weekend's seafood festival here in Pensacola. Restrictions still apply in places like schools, courthouses, and bars. If you're planning to head downtown, PPD's Mike Wood has this bit of advice for you.
It looks like the weekend weather-wise is going to be great, so we expect large crowds down there. Just be careful. The problem we have down in that area is parking in front of people's driveways, blocking driveways, and your vehicle will get towed if you do that. So just make sure you find a good place to park, a legal place to park, facing the right way, and everything will be okay.
All right. This is also the first major event since Florida's open carry laws changed, which says so far the festival has not decided to restrict carrying of weapons, but organizers could make that decision if they want to, because it is a private event.
And Rick Scott backing a bill he says will ban the mutilation of children. The senator announced his support yesterday for the Chloe Cole Act. He says it'll officially prohibit the mutilation of children under the disguise of gender ideology. The bill also allows those who detransition, such as Cole, to sue medical professionals who violated their trust and caused long-term harm. Scott says it is sickening that any child would be subjected to dangerous, life-altering procedures that they're either too young to understand or fully consent to.
Okay, 618. News Radio 92.3. Court officials in Florida say the man now charged with an arson attack on a synagogue last week was actually turned in by his own family. Mm. Edmund Brown has a story from Miami.
Angel Kuzchuk has been in custody for over a year now, waiting without bail. Kuzchuk was arrested in April of 2024 in the brutal killing of his girlfriend, Amali.
Prosecutors in Charlotte County, Florida, say the man now charged with setting fire to the Chabad synagogue in Punta Gorda was given up to law enforcement by his aunt. Police say the aunt of suspect Blake Hoover was told by his mother he had grown increasingly angry and hateful towards Jews, and that his previous threats and statements led her to believe he could be the culprit. The fire burned a classroom in the synagogue last Friday in the hours before the start of the Sabbath, when synagogues often hold worship services. The attack also came days before the start of the holy days of Rosh Hashanah. Hoover is now facing both Florida state charges as well as a federal prosecution. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 619. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Stop settling for weak sound. It's time to level up your game and bring the boom. Hit the town with the ultra-durable LG X Boom portable speaker and enjoy vibrant sound wherever you go. Elevate your listening experience to new heights, because let's be real, your music deserves it. The future of sound is now with LG X Boom. And for a limited time, save 25% at LG.com with code FALL25. Bring the boom. X Boom.
Looking for a new home? Or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, this is Adana from Mathnasium. Mathnasium is thrilled to join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9. If you have school-age kids, you won't want to miss this. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. We're not just teaching math, we're changing lives through it. I can't wait to dive into the world of Mathnasium with you on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23. Yeah, the labor market really was much better than they expected last week, but didn't translate into positive numbers in the market. Janika Sola will kind of explain the situation.
The job market may be cooling, but it appears layoffs are still subdued. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits fell by 14,000 to 218,000 last week. It's the lowest level since mid-July. Economists were expecting an increase. And continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, remained in the range of 1.9 million in the week ending September 13th. A separate report reveals stronger than expected economic growth in the spring. The second quarter gross domestic product has been revised higher to 3.8% growth. It's a sign the economy rebounded in the spring after a drop earlier in the year attributed to trade disputes. Janika Sola, Fox News.
Yeah, it's 6:24. And mentioning, the employment numbers, different story because it did not translate into a positive stock day today. Yeah, stocks ending down once again, third day in a row. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks falling for a third straight session, the first time that has occurred since the end of March as tech stocks retreat and as investors worry that stronger than expected employment and growth data will reduce the chances of further interest rate cuts from the Fed. The gross domestic product has been revised higher at 3.8% in the second quarter, a sign that the economy rebounded in the spring. Shares of Intel rose over 8% after jumping more than 6% on Wednesday. The chipmaker has reportedly approached Apple asking for an investment. The Dow went IBM, Apple, and Chevron, the Dow decliners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 174 points, the Nasdaq lower by 113, S&P 500 down 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, looking at the weather and traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Luckily, not much going on from what I can see. Our biggest problem throughout this entire afternoon and evening was I-10 traveling eastbound. If you were passing exit 22, that's to get onto Avalon Boulevard. If you were passing over Avalon on I-10, there was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. It was causing backups for the longest time, but now on our map here, it is looking completely clear. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for long. As for your weather, 78 degrees, low of 72. Got some rainfall chances tonight that are going to linger into tomorrow, but come Saturday and Sunday, should be sunny, mostly clear.
I'm going to talk about two tropical systems, possibly a third developing out there, but I want to leave you before I let you in on the stories. I want to just remind you, no tropical activity in the Gulf of America for the next 7 days. Now, We can play this. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Hurricane Gabrielle is on a direct path to the Azores, the island chain in the North Atlantic about 1,000 miles west of Portugal. A hurricane warning is posted there. The islands have not quite a 250,000 residents. Tropical storm Humberto is destined to become a major hurricane by Sunday morning. It is currently east of the Bahamas, but it is traveling to the west and to the north. in the direction of the U.S. Atlantic coast, though no watches or warnings are posted yet. Another low-pressure system sitting right over the Bahamas is now expected to grow into a tropical storm within 48 hours. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Sean Diddy Combs' legal team says commercial voyeurism should not be classified as prostitution. It comes as Combs' attorney urges a judge to set aside a jury's verdict, which found him guilty on prostitution charges. The 55-year-old hip-hop mogul faces up to 20 years in prison if the conviction stands.
Congress at odds as a government shutdown deadline approaches pretty quickly here. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries want an extension of subsidies under the Affordable Care Act as part of a government funding deal to avoid a shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on CNN says he's willing to talk about health care, but that shouldn't be a part of a funding package.
This is a program that's desperately in need of reform.
Thune expects to have the Senate vote early next week on a clean extension of government funding until the end of November. The funding deadline to avoid a shutdown is September 30th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And we got a lot of info for you on this ICE situation. Officials say notes with anti-ICE and anti-government rhetoric were found at the residence of the suspect in yesterday's Dallas ICE facility shooting. The shooting left one detainee dead and two others injured. Other notes found indicated that he acted alone and wanted to cause terror for agents.
Okay, a grand jury is considering whether to indict former FBI Director James Comey. In fact, he has been indicted. David Spunt has more.
Some congressional Republicans say that he lied to Congress, but the grand jury is looking into allegations that former FBI Director Comey may have lied before Congress on September 30th, 2020. That date is very specific because the statute of limitations for lying to Congress is typically 5 years. Next Tuesday marks exactly 5 years since Comey's testimony. It's unclear, though, if a grand jury will vote to indict Comey. They may not return an indictment. They have the option to say yes or no to an indictment. This is a grand jury in Virginia. To be clear, James Comey has not been indicted at this moment, and he's not facing any charges right now. This is all up to a grand jury of everyday citizens.
All righty, and authorities say the accused gunman in the assassination of Charlie Kirk made contact with an officer hours after the shooting occurred. According to authorities, Tyler Robinson encountered a police officer near where investigators recovered the alleged murder weapon in the woods of Utah Valley University's campus. The officer was guarding the perimeter around 6:30 p.m. on the day of the shooting after authorities placed the campus on lockdown. Robinson facing charges, including aggravated murder.
Well, Austin, a lot of controversy still surrounding this. The Trump administration considering options to prevent Social Security insolvency, including raising the retirement age. Recent studies showing only 28% of Americans are confident about the funding of their retirement, dropping 13 points since 2020. Among Gen Xers, 70% worry about outliving their savings than death.
Dang.
Something to worry about, you know?
That's sad.
It really is. Okay, we're going to be diving into a lot of sports information here in a second. We'll look at the high schools, tonight's game, tomorrow night's games, college, and a lot more. Sports coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Virginia. He's being charged with making false statements and obstruction of justice. Fox's David Spunt has details.
James Comey testified before Congress remotely from his home in Virginia because this was during the throes of COVID before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And apparently there were parts of that testimony where federal prosecutors believe that he lied.
The testimony concerning the Trump-Russia investigation, War Secretary Pete Hegseth summoned hundreds of generals and admirals for a meeting next week. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports the announcement has raised eyebrows in Washington.
The invitation reportedly caused alarm because it came in the form of a directive to report to this Marine base in Virginia on very short notice with no stated reason.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. James Franklin is allergic to winning a big game, and quarterback Drew Aller threw away a spot in the national championship game last year when he went up against Notre Dame. And this Saturday night, Penn State is home in a whiteout as the number 3 team in the country welcomes in the number 6 Oregon Ducks. Franklin Aller can show people with the win on Saturday that this year can be different, but if they fail to secure a W, then there is no reason to believe that this duo will ever get the job done when it matters the most. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? Picture this.
You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first touchdown scorer wager with confidence today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Santa Rosa County Commission looking at building a fairly expensive but comprehensive aquatic center, possibly even two. City of Pensacola wants to rename a section of Belmont Street for the recently passed Reverend Powell. And why is Zach Smith, the guy who helped orchestrate the ouster of Martha Saunders at UWF as a trustee, is also a trustee at PSC? Is he gunning for Ed Meadows as well? You can listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app, and get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Pensacola residents will get an opportunity to weigh in on the reopening of Bay Bluffs Park along Scenic Highway. Mayor D.C. Reeves confirmed the city will hold a listening session on October 22nd at the Vickery Resource Center. The session will help determine what gets built first and how soon Bay Bluffs can safely reopen. The city has about $2 million available to begin planning and construction of the project.
Number two.
Well, the city of Pensacola wants to honor the late Reverend John Powell, a longtime community advocate. With an honorary street renaming, Mayor Reeves confirmed the block of Belmont Street between DeVillers and Roos Streets would receive honorary signage in Powell's name. City Council expected to consider the proposal in October, with a dedication ceremony tentatively set for November 1st.
Number three.
And Escambia commissioners passed a budget for fiscal year 25-26 that is more than $750 million. The board also passed a countywide millage rate of 6.6, a 3% pay raise for county employees, and doubled the annual fee for fire protection services.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, it's been several months since Pensacola's interim police chief Christian Brown stepped into that job. City's now starting a nationwide search to determine who's going to take over her position once she retires. Spokesman Mike Wood.
And the mayor said when he appointed Chief Brown that there was going to be a search, there was going to be a nationwide search, and that's exactly what's going on. You know, the question kind of comes up sometimes, isn't there any talent within the police department? Why do you need a nationwide search? There certainly is the talent for that position in the police department, but the mayor didn't want his hands tied. He wanted to look at the whole big picture, and that's what's going on.
Okay, Chief Brown is the department's first female police chief. Brown had planned to retire early next year in the first place.
Mm. And a 29-year-old Fort Walton Beach man facing charges after allegedly using his cell phone to record children at a preschool on Tuesday. Staff reported that Matthew Teams had entered the facility to request enrollment paperwork, but was later seen filming children on the playground. When he was approached by deputies, he denied filming and attempted to evade capture by jumping into a passing truck and fleeing into the woods.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow!
Cal Raleigh had himself a night.
Only Judge, Maris, and Babe Ruth have ever hit more in American League history.
On Root Sports Northwest, Cal Raleigh not only hit his 59th home run Wednesday.
Fly ball!
Cal Raleigh's two home runs on Root Sports Northwest helped the Mariners beat the Rockies 9-2. Seattle clinched the American League West title with its 16th win in 17 games. The Mariners had won 10 in a row, then they lost one. Now they've won six straight, while the Astros have lost five in a row. Houston was beaten Wednesday 6-0 by the Athletics. The Astros one game behind the Tigers for the last American League wildcard spot with four games to play. Big night for baseball's top home run hitters. The Yankees' Aaron Judge hit a pair of homers in the Yankees' 8-1 win over the White Sox. Judge has 51. He joined Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa as the only players with 50 or more home runs four times in their careers. Yanks starting pitcher Max Fried improved to 19-5, first 19-game winner in the majors this year. The Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit two home runs Wednesday, now up to 56, three more than Shohei Ohtani for the National League lead. The Phillies hit a team-record 8 home runs, and they clinched the first-round playoff bye with an 11-1 win over the Marlins. The Cleveland Guardians, with a 5-1 win over the Tigers, have taken over first place in the AL Central by one game over Detroit. Cleveland has won 17 of 19. Soccer, Lionel Messi scored twice for Inter Miami in a 4-0 win at NYCFC. With the victory, Inter Miami clinched a spot in the MLS playoffs. NFL Week 4 kicks off tonight. The 2-1 Cardinals host the 2-1 Seahawks. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and just to let you know some of the college football action that's going on tonight, just one game. Kicks off week 5 this evening. East Carolina hosting Army in an American Conference clash. Army's coming off a loss to North Texas. They're currently 1-2 on the year. East Carolina's 2-2, so not much better. They just lost to BYU. Kickoff set for 6:30. That game just now getting underway.
Okay, so let's talk about high school activities here. One game to pass on to you tonight. Pensacola High over in Panama City at Bay. It's a district game. It'll be played over at Tommy Oliver. Kickoff getting underway in about 20 minutes from right now. Now, tomorrow night's schedule, Milton at PC Mosley, Panama City Mosley. They'll kick that one off at 7. Pensacola Catholic at Freeport, Crestview at Pace, Tate and Navarre, the ESPN Pensacola Game of the Week, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Yeah.
Booker T. Washington at Escambia, Knightsville at Gulf Breeze, Flemington, Alabama at Jay, Rocky Bayou Christian at Central, bye week teams, Pine Forest, West Florida, and Northview.
All righty. And lastly here, to complete the trifecta for you, week 4 of the NFL season beginning tonight with Thursday Night Football. Arizona Cardinals hosting the Seattle Seahawks in an NFC West battle. Both teams 2-1, and they actually share a common loss with the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff is set for 7:15 in Glendale. And once again, you can also catch that tonight on ESPN Pensacola. Again, that is 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or you can listen in on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
Another recall for shrimp. that may be contaminated with radioactive material. Lisa Brady has more for you.
This is House Call for Health. Food manufacturer Aquastar Corp. announcing a recall of more than 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp sold at Kroger locations and various other stores over concerns of being radioactively contaminated with cesium-137, a byproduct of nuclear reactions. The latest recall includes about 85,000 bags of Kroger's raw colossal easy peel shrimp, Mercado cooked medium peeled tail-off shrimp, and Aquastar peeled tail-on shrimp skewers. The products were sold from June 12th to September 17th. You can get more information on the recall at FDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And HHS Secretary RFK Jr. launching an abortion pill probe. He's ordered the FDA to study whether mifepristone, which is used in two-thirds of abortions in the U.S., is safe. The agency first approved the drug as safe and effective 25 years ago. It's commonly prescribed to women via telehealth appointments with out-of-state doctors in the 16 states where abortion is now illegal.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 642 News Radio 92.3. A House Democrat plans to file articles of impeachment against a member of the Trump administration. Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Washington, D.C.
Congresswoman Haley Stevens says Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, efforts to jeopardize public health, increase the cost of health care, and cut critical medical research are grounds for impeachment. The Michigan Democrat and Senate candidate says she plans to draft articles of impeachment against Secretary Kennedy, saying he's making our country less safe. Kennedy stands little chance of being impeached with Republicans controlling Congress. The Trump administration says it's trying to shake up the medical world to make America healthy again. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And measles cases at a new high since the disease was declared eradicated 25 years ago. More than 1,500 cases reported by the CDC as of Wednesday, with outbreaks spreading in Utah and Arizona. Utah health officials say they expect more cases as people with measles travel. The illness has been growing as vaccination rates decline.
Okay, here you go, CDC, releasing some good and then some bad news regarding sexually transmitted diseases. John Saucier has more for you.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's provisional data for 2024 shows that, yes, STDs are down in American adults. Newborn babies aren't so lucky. Syphilis cases for newborns were up yet again in 2024. Back in 2012, there were about 300 cases in newborns. Last year, it was almost 4,000. The babies can get syphilis when it's passed from their mother during childbirth, and it's dangerous. The disease can cause death or other lifelong health problems like deafness or blindness. Another recent CDC study says only 80% of pregnant women are screened for syphilis. John Saucier, Fox News.
And Sprout Foods expanding its recall of baby food pouches due to lead concerns. It's recalling additional lots of Sprout Organics sweet potato, apple, and spinach pouches. The baby food comes in 3.5-ounce pouches. Sprout initiated the recall after it found elevated levels of lead during routine testing. The product was sold online or at Walgreens in 28 states, including New York, New Jersey, Arizona, Texas, and Florida.
645 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together. It looks like we've pulled out a nice afternoon. Better than it was a couple of hours ago.
Right. Both traffic and weather are looking better right now than they were looking earlier this afternoon. Roads are looking absolutely clear. If you are dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. And with the roads still being damp and with there being rainfall chances throughout this evening, please continue to stay safe out there. Watch your braking distance, as Chris would say. As for the weather itself, 78 degrees, 60% chance of showers tonight. Going to linger into Friday, but it's going to drop throughout the day. Friday, only going to see a height of about 40% chance of rain. But once we get into Saturday, should be sunny, mostly clear on both that and Sunday.
Okay, rainy weather continues for the eastern seaboard as storms brew in the Atlantic. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue for much of today into Friday morning for much of the eastern seaboard as a cold front moves offshore. There's also a chance of storms with the risk of flash flooding for parts of the southwest as we head into the weekend. High temperatures, gusty winds, and dry conditions are contributing to the high fire danger for the interior northwest, and the Atlantic Basin is active with Hurricane Gabrielle and Tropical Storm Umberto, but no direct impacts to the U.S. as of yet. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump signed an executive order today to keep TikTok operating here in the U.S. Edward Lawrence has the details.
What happens next is that the new American joint venture will finalize the agreement with the Chinese ByteDance, the Chinese parent company, over the next 120 days. Now, once that is final, Oracle will then be able to wall off data from American users from the Chinese government. Now, Oracle will have the app source code, so any updates will come from the American company for American users. In the deal, the Chinese parent company will have less than 20% of the American joint venture. So TikTok lives, but the overall relationship with China remains tenuous. China cut off access to rare earth minerals earlier this year in order to get more relaxed export controls of artificial intelligence chips as well as jet engines.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A group of Disney investors is reportedly demanding access to company records, alleging the company's handling of late-night host Jimmy Kimmel's suspension reflects political pressures rather than the best interests of shareholders, according to CNBC. In a letter sent to CEO Bob Iger, lawyers representing the group say they're seeking board materials, communications, and policies related to the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live. The NFL's Finance Committee approving the sale of nearly 2.4% of the Chicago Bears to existing owners of the team in a deal that sets a league record and values the Chicago Bears at $8.9 billion. CNBC is reporting the deal closed several days ago. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow losing close to 175 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both down a half a percentage point. Crude oil futures for November currently sit above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Layoffs and other cuts planned over at Starbucks. Jenny Casola is in this afternoon with a report.
Some North American Starbucks locations will be closing, and 900 corporate jobs are being cut. CEO Brian Nichols says it wasn't able to update the coffee houses it's closing, or it couldn't see the locations being financially viable. Though Nichols says the company has already opened numerous coffee houses over the past year, and it is renovating about 1,000 existing locations. Updated stores are seeing customers visiting more often and staying longer. As for the corporate positions being cut, Nichols says it's not all layoffs. It's eliminating many open positions. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And NVIDIA topping a national ranking of best-led companies. The annual list compiled by Glassdoor gives the AI chip giant high marks for being groundbreaking, caring, and agile. It came in fourth in 2024. In second place this year is In-N-Out Burger, followed by MathWorks, Crew Car Wash, and Keller Williams Realty.
Okay, Amazon being smacked with a historic penalty. I mean, we're talking big bucks here. Lillian Wu reports on News Radio 92.3.
Amazon's reached a $2.5 billion settlement over allegations. It duped customers into signing up for Prime memberships, then made it hard for them to cancel. The agreement, which the Federal Trade Commission calls the largest civil penalty in its history, would require the e-commerce giant to pay a $1 billion penalty and create a $1.5 billion fund to pay consumers back. To settle the 2023 FTC lawsuit, Amazon also has to make sure it can no longer misrepresent the terms of a Prime subscription and give users a simple way to cancel. Affected customers could qualify for $51 each, according to the FTC. The surprise settlement coming just 3 days into the trial. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Hershey is the winner of a lawsuit claiming its Reese's Halloween candies aren't spooky enough. The class action lawsuit accused the company of false advertising because its jack-o'-lantern Reese's cups don't have a face, but the packaging for the product depicts otherwise with a grinning pumpkin. The consumers claimed they were disappointed when they unwrapped a treat, but a U.S. district judge, unsurprisingly, ruled that the lawsuit failed to prove that there was any economic injury.
All right, if you own a Ford truck, this one's for you. More than 115,000 Ford truck owners are being recalled over a defect that can cause a loss of steering control. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The recall affects 2021 through 22 Ford F-250, 350, and 450 pickups, in which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that the steering column upper shaft hard slider doesn't meet pull-apart specifications and may allow it to separate from the steering column, leading to a loss of steering control and without warning to alert drivers. Ford says it's not aware of any accidents or injuries due to the defect. Recall notices are set to be going out as early as next week for a free fix. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Amazon agreeing to settle with the FTC for $2.5 billion. The FTC alleged that Amazon misled customers into signing up for Prime subscriptions and made it difficult to cancel. The e-commerce giant expected to pay a $1 billion fine and provide $1.5 billion in refunds. Just about 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather, but also we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into not just the end of this 6 o'clock hour, but also into this Thursday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Five away from 7 o'clock. News Radio 92.3. Price doing a masterful job this afternoon taking control of that weather and local traffic together today.
Yeah.
It was rough earlier.
Really kept it wrangled here.
It was rough earlier. Looking good now, though.
Yes, it absolutely was, both when it comes to traffic and weather. Luckily, yes, the traffic is looking clear now. And as for the weather, we still have some rainfall chances tonight, but it shouldn't hopefully be anything too severe. 60% chance of rainfall throughout this evening. Going to drop to 40 in the first half of your Friday, then down to 10 in the afternoon. And heck, by Friday night, there shouldn't be any rainfall chances. And that goes for your Saturday and Sunday as well.
Here's today's pop culture news.
An alarming number of voters saying the U.S. is in a political crisis. Lauren Simonetti has more.
So it's a Quinnipiac University poll. 79% of surveyed voters believe the country is in political crisis. Voters in all parties said politically motivated violence is on the rise, particularly in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination. And while the killing could be seen as an opportunity to bring the country together, right? Voters overwhelmingly said they're not optimistic things will get better. 58% say they do not think it is possible to lower the temperature.
And the showgirl is headed to The Tonight Show. NBC revealed that Taylor Swift will appear on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on October 6th. That's just 3 days after the release of her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Fallon first teased the appearance early Thursday with a video with Easter eggs like showgirls and a roulette ball landing on the number 13, which is Swift's favorite number. This will mark Swift's seventh appearance on the late night talk show.
Okay. The Old Farmer's Almanac winter forecast has been released. And Teresa Crowley has a look at it.
The Almanac's headline reads mostly mild with pockets of wild. Temperatures near normal to slightly mild across much of the country, overall drier than normal, mapping 18 regions mild and dry down the west coast into Arizona. Mild and dry from the plains to Texas, Chicago, and the upper Midwest. But cold and dry from Kentucky through Pennsylvania, with a snowy patch from Ohio to North Carolina. Cold and wet for Florida. Mild and wet for the Mountain West. Mild and snowy for New Mexico and northern Arizona. And mild and dry for the Mid-Atlantic through New England. The Old Farmer's Almanac claims 80% accuracy with an old-time formula of solar activity, moon cycles, and position of the planets. But your accuracy may vary. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And iHeartRadio will unveil this year's Jingle Ball lineup on Friday. The holiday concert series has taken place annually since 2000 and has featured some of the biggest names in music. Last year featured acts such as Benson Boone, Tate McRae, Katy Perry, 21 Pilots. Jingle Ball concerts have been held across the country with cities like L.A., New York, Chicago, and Miami hosting concerts last year.
Okay, 21 Pilots and Katy Perry. There's the names I could actually make contact with. Some Christian leaders are reporting an uptick in church attendance, and they believe it's because of the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kevin Cork has the story.
It's been called the Charlie Kirk effect, and the evidence lies not only in the pews, but also on social media. One user writing, "Our church was packed today. Hundreds came to Christ through baptism after the service. The Charlie effect? Praise God." Another said he came back to church for the first time in 9 years. Vice President J.D. Vance even noted that his faith has become stronger because of Charlie. Matt Zeruzin, the CEO of the Newman Ministries, that's a Catholic nonprofit working on about 250 college campuses, also reported a big increase in mass attendance.
And William Shatner's agent denying reports that the actor is in the hospital. TMZ reported Wednesday that the acting legend had a medical emergency and was rushed to a hospital, claiming he called paramedics at his home after experiencing issues with his blood sugar. But now his agency has released a statement saying the reports are false and that Shatner is home doing just fine.
1 year after Hurricane Helene swept through North Carolina, thousands of residents still trying to pick up the pieces. It's a mess up there. Mm. All right, Jerry Willis in North Carolina this afternoon for us.
People are still rebuilding a year later. There's a lot of work yet to do. And it's no surprise because this storm killed 250 people and left damage behind of nearly $80 billion. Here in western North Carolina, the mountains funneled rainwater into floods in the valleys and sent mud all over this region, killing people and ruining family fortunes. North Carolina had the biggest death toll of any state, some 170 people. And also had damage of $59 billion. Recovery efforts still a work in progress. The governor here, Josh Stein, asking for $20 billion from the federal government.
Okay, it's going to be a very interesting Friday. We'll have some very interesting information to pass along to you. I'm not going to take you off. I'll let you know. It's coming up on Friday. We'll do it at 4 o'clock for Austin Price. I'm Chris Bryant. Have a great evening, everybody.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.